Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having an absolutely magnificent day today. Lots of things going on as always. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Oh, awesome. I'm absolutely blessed. I mean, this is the day the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in it. But I'm kind of on a tear. That means I'm kind of in a fussy mood today. So I'm going to fuss a little bit real quick. And it has nothing to do with our listeners, but it has to do with the current situation in Washington, the current situation with Kanye West, the current situation about a lot of stuff. And so I just want to talk for just a second, if you guys will let me have a chance. I prayed for you guys this morning, and you mean the world to me. And I'm not talking to you in particular. I'm just kind of venting a little bit because I feel a lot of you guys feel the same frustration that I'm feeling right now. I want to first start off with this clown circus show in D.C. And I want to say something about alternative news right now. And I'm going to be very careful how I say this. If we're not neutral when we're on a show like today, like the one you're listening to right now, and like there's a plethora of other shows that are doing podcasts, if we don't remain neutral as to what's going on, and if we don't report the facts, and if we want to give an editorial and give our opinion of what's happening, there's nothing wrong with that. But we've got to remain neutral. In other words, Trump is not my God. I do not worship Donald Trump. He is an elected official. He works for me. He works for you. If you have an employee who's working for you and they're not doing their job, you've got to say to them, hey, look, you're not doing your job. You need to tighten this up. Otherwise, I'm going to have to replace you. You have to do that. There's no choice about that. You have no thing. If you hire somebody that you're going to have to mow the yard, and you're paying him by the hour, and he sits around out front while you're hoping he's mowing the grass, and he pops out of, you know, a reefer, and he starts smoking some pot, and he sits there and gets stoned, and then about 2 or 3 hours later, you're still paying him by the hour, he's still getting stoned. Now he's got 3 or 4 of his buddies laying around, they're all getting stoned, and you're like, okay, it's probably time for you to move on. I'm not going to use you to mow the yard. Okay, you can't say, wow, he's wonderful. Look how glazed over his eyes are. Look at how he and his friends are chilling out. Look how much pizza they've eaten. They've got Domino's coming over delivering pizza to them because they've got the munchies. Wow, what a great thing they're doing. Okay, you can't do that. And we've got a bunch of alternative hosts that are out there aggrandizing Trump and saying how great he is. Guys, I told every one of you, he's not going to be impeached as long as he supports the rebuilding of the Third Temple. He's not going to do it. But other hosts won't even talk about the Third Temple. They won't talk about the Kabbalah. They won't talk about the international banking cartels. They won't talk about how the Rothschild banking cartel basically created Israel and it's their fiefdom. They won't talk about the 60, 70, or 80, or whatever the number is now, of dual citizens we have in Congress to the Senate. They won't talk about AIPAC or the ADL, or they won't talk about anything as far as how the political structure really works in Washington, D.C., except for, oh, woe is me, Donald Trump is being attacked. Oh, woe is me, Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. Oh, woe is me, look at the circus clown show in D.C. Now, an article just came out this morning from the New York Times, and it says, no one believes anything. The voters are worn out by a fog of political news. Paying attention to the impeachment inquiry and other developments means having to figure out what is true, false, or spin, and many Americans are throwing up their hands and turning it all off. Now, guys, this is why I don't talk about all of this stuff. I already told you that Schiff is a dual Israeli citizen. I already told you that. He shouldn't even be involved in any of this stuff. The black guy who died a few weeks ago who was involved in all of this stuff wasn't a dual Israeli citizen, but a complete and total criminal under all kinds of investigations for all kinds of money stuff that he was doing. We've got a group of thieves that are working for us in Washington, D.C. You know, what's that? Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, the old Sheriff song. We got a bunch of gypsies, tramps, and thieves working for us up in D.C. that we've put in there, that we've given them tenure, so to speak, to allow them to stay there for their entire lives. 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 15-term congressmen sitting up there. Just ridiculous. 20, 30, 40 years in office with such a slime behind them that you can't even get to them without slipping in the slime because they're leaving a trail of corruption behind them everywhere they go. Nancy Pelosi worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Her family was a known mafia crime family. I mean, John McCain, almost sank the USS Forrestal with a wet start on his engine. I mean, there was a giant tidal wave in hell when he splashed down. I mean, but yet we're going to aggrandize John McCain. We have been so lied to, and I'm so frustrated this morning because so many of the alternative hosts are jumping on this train, so to speak, with Trump and saying, oh, woe is me, look what he's done. I'll tell you what he's done. He's put more CFR fellows into his cabinet and positions of power than pretty much any other president in the history of the United States. He basically was bailed out by the Rothschild banking cartel back in the 80s. And he's not going to be impeached. It's not going to happen. He'll never get it through the Senate. This is a circus clown show. And I get so frustrated when my fellow talk show hosts, I'm not going to mention any names because there are a lot of them you don't know, you've never heard of, basically come out now, and because it's giving them bigger numbers, bigger clickbait, are promoting Donald Trump regardless of what he's done. We don't have any new border wall bill, guys. We have a bunch of fencing that's been replaced that was already there. I mean, Department of Homeland Security has said there is no more border, there is no new border fencing. It's just been old stuff that's been taken down and been replaced because it was dilapidated. I mean, where is lock her up? Where is the border wall? I want to see a wall. I want to see a 40-foot wall all the way across the border with a 20-foot deep footer. If we're going to spend billions of dollars, let's build a wall like they did in Israel. Let's build a wall, a real wall with guard towers on top of it instead of a fence they can cut through with a doggone acetylene torch or with a hacksaw. Let's see a real fence. Let's see a real wall. None of it. None of it. And now we're supposed to feel sorry for Donald Trump because he hasn't done what he said he was going to do, because he's been compromised, and now all of a sudden they're trying to impeach him, which this is the whole show is a circus clown, is trying to undo the 2016 election, is what we're told, and we're falling further and further and further into this disarray in the United States as they create the biggest separation of the left-right paradigm that we've ever seen, doing everything they possibly can to bring us into civil war. That's what this is. That's what this is. And as a show host, we don't have the luxury, or we're not supposed to have the luxury, of basically not reporting the news and only saying what we want to say so we can be clickbaited and get bigger views. I'm going to say this to you guys, and this is so important. You know, Health Master sponsors this hour. Half the time, we forget to mention Health Masters or supplements, or we may bring it on the last 15 or 20 seconds while the music is playing. My goal for this show and Austin's goal for this show was not to generate revenue. It wasn't. That's not the goal of this. As God is my witness, I feel as though that I'm in the perfect will of God doing this show. You know, I've told you before that God spoke to me once in a dream, once in my life, audible voice of God. God, in German. I've told you that. Haven't changed the story. Same story. Can't really talk about it. Still get weepy-eyed every time I talk about it. But we have show hosts that are coming out and say, thus saith the Lord. This is what God told me. You know, I had a meeting with Jesus last week, and Jesus told me this. And you're like, where's the comeback for that? How do you respond to thus saith the Lord? How do you respond when someone pulls the God card? How do you do that? Because if they really did hear from God, if Jesus really did show up, which I believe he could, then this person has a special relationship with the Almighty, the creator of the universe. But what if they don't? What if they don't? Yesterday, I sent a link out to a few people that I know that involved a man who basically is very an expert in symbology and Roman law. Guy's been around for many, many years. Suddenly he comes up with a new story that he had a girlfriend when he was younger, and they went out and looked at UFOs together that came right over his head and stopped over his head. And he's never told this story one time in the 30, 40 years he's been doing alternative news and talk shows. Not once has he ever told a story. And all of a sudden now he comes up and he has a brand new story. They can't be verified. The girlfriend's name is never given. The father's name is never given. The address of where this happened is never given. And he comes up with these crazy stories. And you think, why would he do that? relevance. It's all about maintaining relevance. Oh, I've got a brand new revelation for you because here's what's happening. And then we have things like Joel Osteen, who I know, who brings on Kanye West this weekend. And the only reason it was done was for viewership. That was it. It tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6, about putting a person in as an overseer or in a leadership position. It says, he must not be a recent convert, or he may be conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. Or you want to read the whole thing. It says, for if someone does not know how to manage his own household, Kim Kardashian, how can he care for the church of God? He must not be a recent convert, or he may be conceited and fall under the same condemnation as the devil. Furthermore, he must have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the snare of the devil. You know, this is what's so unbelievable to me. You know, it's just, here's another one, 1 Timothy 6:4. He is conceited, understands nothing. Instead, he has unhealthy interests in controversies and semantics, out of which come envy, strife, abusive talk, evil, and suspicions. I'm reading from the Bible Hub. And see, here we go. We have Joel Osteen. And I'm going to hammer Joel for a second, because I know Joel. And I'll say this to his face. And by golly, you guys know me. You know me, and you know I'll say it to his face. And if I ever see him again, I will say it to his face. This was clickbait. Kanye West is a new convert. He was just put on the platform in front of 50,000 people and with a national audience in the millions as a new convert. It forbids this in Timothy. And I am so over this taking Christianity and trying to use it for numbers and for revenue streams. Now, if Kanye West is truly born again, if he truly loves Jesus Christ, which I hope that he does, because I don't know, in a year from now, in 2 years from now, or whatever, if he's proven his track record, if his household converts to Christianity, and Kim Kardashian stops running around naked, with naked pictures on the internet, and decides to change, and decides to become a godly person with her brat children, and he can control his household, if they want to put him on a major TV talk show promoting Christianity, I don't have a problem with it. But not yet. And this is the problem that I have. Clickbait. So I told you this morning, I'm on a tear. I'm pretty ticked off right now, trying not to say any bad words. You say, well, I can't believe you say a bad word every once in a while. Yeah, okay. Every once in a while I may say a bad word. I've said it on this show. I called the witch of Benghazi something besides a witch one time. And yes, I do use a bad word every once in a while. But when I see stuff like this, thus saith the Lord. And then all of a sudden, this other guy I'm talking about again, who basically sees these UFOs, see, like, UFOs are the new thing. Everybody wants to talk about UFOs. I have told you that UFOs are real. I don't dwell on it. I don't make a show out of it. These are interdimensional entities. The Bible warns us about them. It tells us about them. And we know that they're real. We don't have to make a show about them. We don't have to get clickbait about them. It's not necessary. We should be on our Father's business talking about the things of the Lord and Jesus and walking in love. And then I see all of this bitterness and this envy and this strife that so many alternative talk show hosts are involved in. And you're like, what the heck? How'd that happen? Well, the reality is, many of the alternative talk show hosts have been deplatformed. They've lost the revenue stream. Basically, they can't pay their bills. And they're stressed out. And so now they start tearing into other people and saying things about other people to try to get what? More clickbait. Guys, I tell you what. YouTube deplatformed me. Gosh, it's been almost 2 years now. And I could give a rat's bottom. I told you when they did it. I just laughed. Because I've got Global Star, you guys, my database, my email list, and I don't care what YouTube does. I'm not going to build this show with Austin on clickbait. The Bible says, It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And guys, be careful who you listen to. If they're not preaching Jesus, crucified and resurrected, sitting at the right hand of God Almighty, if they're not preaching that Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, then what are they preaching? Who are they serving, and who is their master? And if they're talking about other people, if they're causing this never-ending hatred among the patriots, and they're talking about each other behind their backs, why are they doing it? Is it for clickbait? I mean, I like Joel Osteen. I've told you guys that before. I've been in his church. And I will say everything to you that I will say to his face. I'm not talking about him behind his back. I have been in Joel Osteen's church when I have watched hundreds of people get saved, except Jesus Christ. I mean, he was in Yankee Stadium. He's going to be in Yankee Stadium this spring. And over 30,000 people, the last time he was there 10 years ago, got up and gave their hearts and lives to Christ Jesus. I understand what he's doing. I just don't agree with it. But then you say, well, you're not as big as Joel Osteen. No, I'm not. And no, I'm not. And I will probably never be as big as Joel Osteen because that's not my goal. My goal is to tell you guys the truth. Remember what Jesus said? Light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. Now, I'm not holding myself out there as some kind of giant candle that's the light of the world. That's Jesus Christ himself. You guys know that. But I'm telling you this. When you try to tell the truth to people, and they've been so brainwashed because of the Frankfurt School ideology and because of communism, and they won't tell you the truth. They won't tell you about the Rothschild involvement or the central bank involvement. They won't tell you about the rebuilding of the Third Temple and the anointing of the man of perdition who's going to come out and say he's God. When they cut him with the spear of destiny and they bring him out and he declares himself as God, they won't tell you that. Why? They know. Most of them know. Because it doesn't help the ratings. I'm not going to be that way, Austin. I'm going to tell you guys the truth, the best way I know how. I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Shoot, man, I'm 64 years old. I'm supposed to be out there playing golf somewhere on a golf course and being relaxing and be just chilling out the rest of my life. But that's not what God called me to do. That's not what he called me to do. And I'm not going to do it. I'm going to sit here with every breath that I breathe for the rest of my life while I'm able and I'm mentally acute enough to do it. And I'm going to talk to you about Jesus. I'm going to talk to you about the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to talk to you about world news the way I see it. For as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's my opening statement. Austin, what do you think?
Wow, that was strong, bud. that was really well said, and that was really strong. Well put. There's no doubt about it. The aspects of what we've seen now in alternative media have been degraded all the way down to clickbait in most instances now. You're 100% right on that. I've seen the same thing. You know, I try not to really bring it up much because I try to, I stay in my own lane with this. I try to focus on our show. I try to focus on our topics. I try to focus on our customers at Health Masters. And, you know, this is becoming more and more prevalent, though. I've seen it. You just called it out. And a lot of these alternative media now, all they want to do is bring topics up with these really obscure headlines, with these really, really unverifiable headlines that get your attention. So you click on them and you go, my gosh, that sounds absolutely horrifically crazy.
Right.
I want to see what that is. And then most of the time you do, because you're like, that just sounds so bizarre. I have to see what it is. You know, I mean, oh, we have something going on in the Middle East now with this crazy alien landing, and we have all these things going on now, and nothing's verified. There's no videos, there's no photos, there's no legitimacy to any of it. But it gets people's attention. It gets the fear porn mongering going again on a regular basis. People get all flustered. They click on it and they go, oh, well, I need to go back and check later on, see if anything's updated on this scenario, you know, even though majority of it is complete and total garbage. So it's sad you have to bring that up nowadays, but it is a fact of life, and it is something that we're seeing more and more prevalent now. And just to touch base, because I did watch some stuff over the weekend, just a few things, and it was borderline comical with this whole this whole aspect, this whole charade over there that we're seeing now with the clown show in Washington. I've had a lot of people send me texts and emails. So, what do you think about this? What do you think is going on? People giving their summaries on it. I'm pretty much as staunch as dad is on this. Trump's not getting impeached. After I saw what this is, it's literally the Russian hoax 2.0 again. That's all this is. It's designed to keep the media focused on this complete and total nonsense, to keep everybody occupied, to not look at what's going on, really what's going on right now, and everybody just focuses on this, turns the TV on, watches the updates on it, listens to all the idiotic commentary, and then watches the stupid shows of them basically in the chambers arguing with each other, out of order, this, that. I mean, it's just comical. But it's going to continue to go on. It's not going to stop. I promise you that. It's going to keep going on and keep going on, and they're going to drag it and milk it for every single drop they can get out of it to keep the population completely and totally controlled as far as mind controlled on this. It's ironic because, as I talked about on the Hagmann Show on Friday, I went into detail again on what's going on with the food supply in the United States, how horrific of a time the farmers are having, how the bankruptcies are through the roof. Well, sure enough, on Sunday now, President Trump basically announced another emergency bailout for U.S. farmers. This is sad, but it's something that they're going to have to end up doing, apparently, because the farming debt is becoming so high, at a record high. Farm bankruptcies are almost at a record high again, especially after the horrible weather. They said on Sunday, President Donald Trump welcomed a cash payout to American farmers before the Thanksgiving Day holiday. He attributed to the Chinese tariffs, but that money actually is part of the U.S. government aid package. One thing I am glad to see about this is whether or not, where they're getting it from, the massive tariffs that they flip-flopped on China and were basically to extract from them. All that was a form of taxation. People don't understand that. When we go and add 25% tariffs on steel, and all of a sudden the price of steel and aluminum goes to the roof, which I personally witnessed in some of the industry that I work with, and all of a sudden the American taxpayer now isn't paying, you know, $100 for a big plate of steel or a plate of aluminum. Now they're paying $150, $200 for it. Who actually gets taxed on that? Because the manufacturer, the importer, is not going to eat all that cost. They're just going to raise the cost, which is exactly what they did. So the American population ate the cost, which means they essentially taxed the American population and further pulled more money out of them as the tariffs went straight to the federal government, ironically. So I'm glad to see that some of this money is going back to the farms, but it's not going to fix the problem altogether. According to Fox Business, the Trump administration is saying the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued the payments on Friday, and they will begin the week before Thanksgiving here now, as the bankruptcy rates are basically sky high, and the amount of farms, they're saying now that the U.S. farms in the United States is at $416 billion in aggregate debt. Basically, in all the debt combined, U.S. farms are $416 billion in debt. Now, Dad, I remember, and you know this a lot more, so I'm going to defer to you back to it. I remember you telling me stories about my granddad on your side with what happened after the Great Depression and how so many of the banks came in and bought up the farms, and now we're seeing again almost $500 billion in farm debt in the United States. Is this something that's kind of oddly similar to what happened almost 100 years ago during the Great Depression with the farms that were getting foreclosed on?
Yes, let me tell you what happened with my family. This is something personal. My grandfather came over from Germany in the late 1800s, 1870, 1880. He came through Chicago, visited his relatives there. Then he got on a train and headed down towards Iowa, stopped in a little town, a little place called Eldora, Iowa, close to New Providence, and basically pulled the whistle stop. You could still do that on trains back then, and jumped off in the middle of a cornfield. He went up to the farmer because he saw the soil and how good it was. And he went up to the farmer's house, and apparently they were German, and he couldn't speak any English. He could only speak German, and they started talking. And then in 4 to 5 years, they wanted to retire, and he bought their farm. This is a true story, all right? So he started off with that small amount of acreage, and he continued to add the acreage, and the farms basically were worked by the families and some hired men. Well, then what happened is in the 20s, this is like 30 years later, my father was young. My father was born in 1901. So at that point in time, he'd be a teenager, and in 1920, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, they were all working the farms together with granddad. And then what happened is grandpa got caught up in the new race with the new money, because you make so much money in the stock market. And the Rothschild banking cartel inflated the M1 currency and made money loose as a goose, and anybody could borrow money against the farms. Now, much of his farmland was already paid for. And so what happened is he went ahead, leveraged himself back out, got into the markets. Then all of a sudden, the markets collapsed. Grandpa all of a sudden still owed the money for the farms. Now he couldn't afford to have hired men come in and harvest the fields because there wasn't enough profit anymore. And he had to take his five children, and by this time he had 1,500 acres. He had to take his five children, and each of them got like 300 acres. And each of them had to personally work the farm, including planting and harvesting, just to pay the bills, just to pay the mortgages. This is what happened. Now, many of the banks in those areas that had loaned money to the farmers, they were being used at that point they were being forced to become insolvent because the international banking cartels, the Rothschild Bank controlled, the central bank controlled banks, would not supply them capital or give them money as far as to increase their reserve amounts. So what happened is many of the local farm banks folded up. And when this happened, the paper was sold. Here we go, guys. Let's stay with me. The paper was sold when the assets were sold from the bank to the Rothschild banking cartel, which immediately foreclosed on the bankers, on the farms. They stole the land for pennies on a dollar. This is what these, almost said a bad word, I'm on a tear today. This is what these guys did to the farmers in Iowa. And they're doing the exact same thing again. They're basically forcing the farms to survive off of subsidies from the governments, while you have these giant corporations coming up and buying tens of thousands, millions of acres of farmland throughout the United States and the world that are all banker-controlled, Rothschild-controlled assets. This is all part of what they're doing to control the population through food supply. Because if a population starts to starve to death and they become extremely hungry, they have to find a way to eat. And if they can't find a way to eat, they're going to steal the food. Populations are going to do that. You can't. If your children are starving, you're going to try to find the food no matter what it takes. And this is the problem that they're doing. This is what the chemtrails are all about. J. Edward Griffin talks about this in detail. The chemtrails are being used to disrupt the food supply. Look what's happened in California with the food supply. Look what's happened in the Midwest with the flooding last spring and the freezing this fall before the harvest could be taken in. The crops are planted late in the fall, planted late in the spring. They weren't even ready yet, and all of a sudden they get froze out. It's all about reducing the food supply, because this group of interplanetary controllers who control this planet, this group of nutbags that go bump in the night, this group of international bankers who like to sacrifice children in their worship services, this group of international bankers who worship Moloch and Baal and Asherah and Lucifer himself, this group of international bankers, they want to enslave the entire population. This group of international bankers who are controlling the 5G grid, who want it deployed, who are using Trump as their mouthpiece. There, I said it, didn't I? Who want to promote 5G, promote 6G, promote every thought of every man being evil all of the time. Yes, Austin, it's these same people that are doing it again. The same demon-controlled group would like to drink blood of little children and sacrifice little children on tables, and sacrifice adults, and go to their Babylonian orgies. The same group who want to bring it back to as corrupt it was in Rome. Thousands of years ago, when God made the planet, it started over. He created Adam and Eve. It took thousands of years for it to get completely corrupt because of Lucifer contaminating the gene pool, breeding with the women on this planet with his fallen ones, the benign Nephilim. God looked down and he said, wow, that really is awful. And he said, he regretted having even made man. He couldn't even believe that this had happened to this planet, that we had done this because of Lucifer. So he flushed it. He just hit the doggone flush line and flushed the planet, split the continents apart, turned off their 5G network that they had already developed through their pyramids and their magnetic ley lines, and said, there you go, boys and girls. We're going to start it over again. And he did. But these guys came back again, this fallen angel group. It says in the book of Genesis they were there before and after the flood. People say, well, they didn't come back. They did. It says it did. Can't you not read? It says they came back. And they started the whole mess over again, including with the giants, like Goliath. And finally God said, you know what? because I'm omnipresent, we're just going to insert a kinsman redeemer. We're going to insert Jesus into the timeline. I'm going to reproduce myself, the exact representation of myself, to be born through a virgin. And he's going to basically redeem everybody and bring them back to me. And then Jesus said when he was there, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return, when every thought of every man was evil all the time. I'm adding that from Genesis chapter 6, as it was in the days of Noah. This is the goal of their father, the serpent, Lucifer. This is what they want. This is the entire thing that they want to bring back in, where they can go have their orgies and their human sacrifices and their wicker men ceremonies and to drain people of their blood openly and publicly to do it. This is who they are. And nobody wants to talk about it, except for us and a few other shows. That's it. This is the group that runs the planet. And these are the guys that make it all happen. It's like Otto Kahn, in a moment of weakness, 100 years ago, he said, we control both sides of the narrative, so we can to basically hold the earth by its axis and point the direction we want it to go in. And nobody wants to stay on the truth of what's happening here. Oh my gosh, Donald Trump's going to... No, Donald Trump is not going to be impeached. Unless he turns and bites the hand of his handlers. Then he'll be impeached. Unless he does that. Unless he suddenly turns and says, you know, maybe that third temple is not such a good idea. Why do we want to release the man of perdition on this planet? What if we don't get raptured? But I don't think Donald Trump thinks like that, because he doesn't have the spiritual depth to think like that. And certainly his advisors around him don't think like that. I know some of them. I know a few of them. That puts me in a very awkward, unique position, I guess. I know the people that go to the White House with him. I know some of these, quote, Christians who go to the White House with them. I know some of these people, and some of these people are so compromised, guys. I know them personally. I wouldn't take spiritual advice from any of them because they're a bunch of weirdos. And I'm telling you, I've seen it. I've been behind the scenes. That's why my relationship is with Jesus Christ and Him alone, to God Almighty. I have seen this circus clown show, which has turned into the TV evangelical community. I have seen queers. I have seen lesbos. I have seen, oh my gosh, what I've seen. Money running. Drug running. I mean, unbelievable the stuff I've seen. People dying. It's like the Christian mafia, for heaven's sakes. And it's so frustrating to me. That's why I've said to you guys so many times, support your local church, your local pastor who has open books so you can see where the money goes. If they don't want to tell you where the money goes, go find another church. It's okay to find another church. Guys, and I'm sorry I'm on a tear today, but I'm being straight with you guys. I can't be any more honest than I am today. I can't be. I'm telling you, this circus clown show is brought to you by the Rothschild banking cartel, the Luciferians, the Druids, the Canaanite religious worshipers, ISIS. It's all about ancient Egypt mythology. And all of the, and, you know, and Osiris and Isis, and it's and worshiping of the snake. The whole thing is messed up to the hilt. And these same clowns that have been doing this for thousands of years are still doing it. And we, the alternative media, we got to tell the truth. If we don't tell the truth, they're going to compromise us, just like they compromised the mainstream media on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, they're all compromised. They've all got their villas in Tuscany. How do they pay for those? How's Nancy Pelosi worth hundreds of millions of dollars on a hundred and some odd thousand dollars a year? How do you get that? I don't know how to figure that one out. I mean, how in the world does that even happen? Something ain't right. And it's the corruption, because they're able to come into people and they prey on them because they know what their weaknesses are. J. Edgar Hoover did this. He found out if a person liked pretty women, he'd put a pretty woman in front of them, all right. The problem is, you know, they thought she was 20, 24, 25 years old. She was 14. Got him on videotape. Oh, yeah. He liked to do that. that cross-dressing pervert. Yeah, he liked to do that. That's why he stayed in power so long. Kennedys were going to get rid of them, and finally he kept Kennedy in office because Kennedy's infidelities, and finally Kennedy left him in. Yeah, that cross-dressing pervert, J. Edgar Hoover. Yeah, weirdo. Yeah, these are the kind of guys who run the planet. These are the kind of guys who know stuff about people, who basically use it against them just to further their own selfish interests and ambitions. These guys. These are the guys that have come into alternative media now with counterintelligence people, COINTELPRO, and have put people on the air who were compromised and basically subsidized them. And you see these guys. I've been doing this for 38 years. 38 years. I've got a, Dawson and I have a huge internet presence. All of a sudden you see some nobody walk up, puts a video out, and they get 100 million views, and suddenly they're on every alternative talk show they can get on. Who did that? Who pushed that? Who put them to 100 million views in 2 weeks? Guys, that doesn't happen. That's because every search engine pushed that particular interview to everybody. That's how that happens. And you know who runs the search engines. It's the Rothschild banking cartel. They run it all. They own it all. And all they want to do is enslave us all. Anyhow, I know you just asked me about the farm stuff, Austin, but I'm still on a tear, buddy. What else do you want to say?
No, that's well said, and that's exactly what goes back in to what you just said with J. Edgar Hoover, the same context of what we saw with Epstein. Epstein was another one of these cutouts, and then you see this over the weekend. A lot of people probably didn't notice this because of the doggone this whole impeachment affair, but they had the interview essentially with Prince Andrews, which is on TV, and I mean this guy on BBC, they did an interview with him on BBC, Prince Andrews, and I mean he made himself out to be so stinking guilty. I can't even believe he did this interview and he agreed to do this. I mean, just his body language, his incessant blinking, his looking away all the time when he answers questions. I mean, if you don't even have to be a forensic expert or somebody that does interrogation to tell that he's like boiling like a frog in a pot, unbelievably nervous about the answers he's having to put out. And he was shoulder to shoulder with Epstein. Numerous cases, numerous photos, photos with girls that Epstein was caught trafficking. I mean, this is what he was involved in on a regular basis. And so it was interesting to see him do this interview. I have no idea why he did it. Apparently, his PR, his head of the PR, basically quit last week after he agreed to do this interview, basically said, I'm not going to be a part of this debacle that you're about to step into. And Prince Andrew said he wanted to do it to clear his name. And he, in turn, made himself look like a giant, sweaty pedophile, literally. And so I just thought that was interesting, but it's exactly what Dad said. This is how they get most of these guys to do what they want, is they get them on record, they get them in photos, they get them on videotapes, and so forth. The problem is I don't think Prince Andrews is supposed to actually be involved in all this stuff as far as the stuff is supposed to get leaked. A lot of these photos kind of surfaced out, remember, after the first time Epstein got arrested. So just ironic enough. Also, too, here's a health article that I wanted to touch base on, because there's a lot of people are getting sick right now, getting a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, even a lot of people locally that I know. A lot of people just been getting sick lately. It's November, which doesn't mean anything in particular. It just means that there happens to be this random flu and sick bug that always happens to pop up out of nowhere, but we never have patient zero and we never know where it starts from. It just jumps out of thin air apparently and jumps on people and everybody starts to spread it, or at least that's what we're told. It's ironic that, you know, we see the CDC, especially people in the up in New York. You guys remember this earlier this year, the measles epidemic, the horrible measles outbreak that not a single person died from up in New York, but was enough for them to use their justification to pass a bill to essentially demand that everybody be forcibly vaccinated. If you remember up there in North New York, a couple months before that bill actually went through, it was the one town, I don't have it in front of me, I forgot the name of it, but they actually said that any children, remember, that weren't vaccinated were not allowed to go out in public. You remember this? And the court ended up striking it down after, the higher court ended up striking it down after like a month, but they came in and said, no, if your child hasn't been vaccinated, you can't go out in public. And the parents went, what are you talking about? No, you can't go out in public places. You can't go to parks. You can't go to malls. You can't take them out in public. And that was unbelievably constitutional. And unconstitutional, I mean. And so the context of that was just using as justification. Now, the irony of that is that the measles hasn't killed anybody this year. A lot of people have been hospitalized from it. I'm not saying it's not a nasty bug to catch. Nobody died from it. Ironically enough, though, we see that as many as 40 to 50,000 people die from flu or flu-like symptoms every single year in the United States. This could be an array of different illnesses. But yet, all they say is, oh, you just need to get your flu shot, I guess, and it just happens to show up randomly. There's nothing we can do about it. Yet, with the measles, we go and quarantine children and say, if you have been vaccinated, you're quarantined, even though nobody died from the measles. You can't go out in public. So the question I always beg, and the question that I always bring up, and that nobody's ever been able to answer to me, is who's patient zero with the flu every year? It's such a horrific disease, apparently, or horrific virus. So many people catch it every year. So many people die from it every year. But yet, we just, oh, no, don't worry about it. It's just the flu. And so it's funny to me what we're seeing happen on a regular basis with what they want to push and what they want you to believe and what's really going on. It's always ironic as well that you've noticed the flu season starts to begin almost exact the same time when people start getting the flu shot. Just thought I'd bring that up. If you ever noticed it, you start watching when the flu shot becomes heavily prevalent, extremely pushed, and you'll notice that a large percentage of the population gets the flu almost exactly around the same time that everybody starts getting the shot. Just thought I would throw that out there. But some tips as people are traveling a lot this year, as a lot of people are running around, have tips to stay healthy and try to stay away from a lot of these bugs. The first one is if you're going to an area, you're going to be on a plane, you can always wear an N95 respirator mask, you know, one of the cover masks. A lot of times it depends where you're at. Sometimes you can't wear them as far as covering your face, so you need to know your local laws and areas. But if you know there's going to be a lot of sick people around the area, there's nothing wrong with wearing those masks to at least keep you moderately protected from what's being spewed out of people's mouths. Since a lot of times people don't have the courtesy to cover their mouths anymore, they cough. I've noticed that too a lot lately. People just walk around, just cough. Don't even put their head in their shirt or anything. That's actually the best way to do it, is to pull your shirt over your face and cough in your shirt. That way you're not exposing the aerosol particles onto your hands, and you're keeping it contained in your shirt. And you're getting sick anyways. You're going to need to take a bath when you get home regardless. That's actually the best way to do it. Also, too, disinfect your seats. A lot of times people don't think about this, but when you're getting in a cab or an Uber or a plane, washing the trays, it basically wiping down the seats, using wet wipes. There's organic wet wipes you can get that Atlanta has that are basically disinfectant wipes that don't have all the Clorox bleach in them. But, you know, bring your own blanket. If you go on a plane, do not use this blanket they give you on the plane or the pillows. And also turn the air vents off on the planes. Don't be breathing those. They recircle all the air. So if somebody's got the flu or somebody's sick and they're coughing and hacking, it's going into the air vents, it just gets recirculated and sprayed right back in your face. Turn those off. And always wash your hands and make sure you're keeping them washed on a regular basis. And also, if possible, if it's not a very significant meeting or something, try to avoid shaking hands with people. Just either give them, you know, fist bump, knuckles, I do that all the time now, or basically just say, hey, I'm sorry, I just washed my hands. You can be polite about it, but that's one of the easiest ways. Or if you do have to shake hands with somebody, make sure you wash your hands immediately thereafter. Next thing on there is take immune support boosters. As you guys know, we have multiple supplements, including the vitamin C, which is an incredibly strong formula, also the B-complex, the ultimate immune booster, the astragalus, the black seed oil, the virographis. We have multiple formulas that can fit your need for exactly what you're dealing with, and also to the colloidal silver. Dad does this a lot, and he got me on it a while back ago, and when I do it, I don't ever get sick. Swab your nose with a colloidal silver. Take a Q-tip, basically a new Q-tip every time. Don't reuse them, obviously, and just swab a little bit in your nose and coat the inside of your nose with colloidal silver. That really, really is effective at preventing any pathogens from being essentially killed and getting them killed as soon as they get into your nasal cavity if you get exposed to something. Also, to stay adequately hydrated. This is crucial. Stay away from the sugary drinks as well. When I say stay adequately hydrated, don't be going and buying the lemonade with sugar in it because you think a little bit of lemon juice is going to help you out. I promise you, the lemonade you buy at the store, the sugar in it, is going to have absolutely no positive effect on vitamin C intake or lemon juice in your body. It's all sugar. Of course, stay away from the sodas. Yeah, I'm not even going to go any further on sodas, but you guys know my stance on that. It still boggles my mind how many people drink sodas, especially when people are getting sick around them and they're just chugging down high fructose corn syrup. Absolutely unacceptable. Drink purified distilled water. Add some Aquatrace in it. Add some magnesium brain food. Heck, add some multiple powder if you want. You can change up the flavor as much as you need to with those two formulas and stay consistently hydrated. Don't just try to chug a ton of water at one time and fill your gut up with water and urinate a lot of it out. Drink water throughout the day, especially if you're flying or you're traveling. You're going to be more predisposed to dehydration. Keeping water in your system keeps toxins flushed out, keeps your blood thin, keeps you healthy and going. Also, too, make sure you're getting enough sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to compromise your body. Your body heals itself at night. Your body regenerates at night. It's like charging the batteries, plugging into the wall, so to speak. You're charging throughout the night. Your body's healing. The body's cleansing, the body's circulating fluids, it's getting rid of toxins. That's what it does at night. So if you can't get at least a couple hours on a trip at a time, you really need to make sure you allot some time when you get to your destination to just crash and get some sleep. You know, you can function on a couple hours at a time if you have to, get a nap in here, get a nap in there. It's not healthy to do that, but if you're doing something with business or you're traveling a lot, at least trying to get a couple hours of sleep. And if you're dealing with jet lag, use the melatonin sublingual formula that we have. Great formula at putting you to bed like a baby and making sure you can kind of get into that time zone to wherever you're going so you can at least get some adequate rest. And also, pack some healthy snacks. Make sure you understand what you're eating and what you're putting in your body. A lot of times when people are hungry, they try to grab the first thing. A good snack is organic nuts, organic pecans, organic cashews, and so forth. Those are usually really good snacks that don't go bad and you can throw in your backpack. They have some healthy protein and healthy fats in them. Or, of course, you can start looking at other things as far as, you know, like the protein bars, the PB bars that we have. Those are really clean, really healthy. No, hardly any, very little sugar in them whatsoever, but make sure you pack accordingly. People always joke with me when they see me go on trips, like if I have to fly out to Vegas for SEMA, the auto show out there, or something else I'm going, my backpack, I'll have like 20, 30 bars in it, and snacks and organic nuts and just food in it all the time. They're like, why do you bring that with you? I said, A, if I order them online, I can get them for way cheaper than I'm ever going to buy them. Secondly, I'm probably never going to find this quality of food at any store where I'm going. Three, I don't like to waste time, constantly have to hunt down restaurants, especially if I'm on a business trip and I'm moving very rapidly and have to stop every hour and a half to 2 hours to eat a garbage meal. I can eat on the go on a regular basis, just go to the store, buy a bunch of water, and I'm good to go for the entire day or next day or so forth. And D, I always like to make sure you remember this, guys. When you go on a trip somewhere, always make sure you have some adequate snacks to get to where you're going if there is a crisis or an emergency or catastrophe. A lot of times people don't factor into that, and they just go on the trip like everything's going to go perfect as always. What happens if your plane breaks down? What happens if you have to make emergency landing out in the middle of the field? What happens if it crash lands out in Nebraska and you guys are basically stuck out there for days on end trying to get rescued? What happens if the power goes out or you have an EMP or you land in a place that ends up turning into a hurricane or an earthquake and you don't have adequate food? If you have at least a couple days worth of calories, you know, even if you have to drop down to 800, 900 calories a day, which is not going to be great, but you can function on that for a couple days in an emergency, at least you have some food with you and some extra water with you in case that happens. But all these things are just guidelines, topics, tips to try to stay as healthy as you can when you go on trips, especially as so many people are getting sick this year. Anything you want to add on that, Dad?
The hand washing, Austin, I don't even know how to make that any more clear. I mean, and sneezing inside of your shirt if you're sick with something so you don't transmit it to everybody. And don't touch doorknobs. Don't touch toilet. They all have fecal coliform on them. They all got poop on them, all of them. I tested them all in college when I was at Florida State in the karate building when I was in took my biochemical genetics class. We tested everything, and we did swabs on everything, and they all were loaded with feces because people don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom. They get poop on their hands. They don't wash their hands. Then they go out and touch everything, and now you got this mess all over the place that's going to transmit disease. Don't do it. Don't touch your eyes. Don't touch your nose. Don't put your fingers up your nose. Just the fact that you're breathing, make sure you swab your inside of your nose after you go in public with some colloidal silver. I mean, it's cheap. It hardly uses any colloidal silver at all. Just take a swab in the colloidal silver bar bottle. Yeah, I use a separate bottle for the colloidal, so I don't want the Q-tip residue inside of the bottle. But it doesn't matter if it's going to go in your nose instead of taking it orally. And I just swab the inside of my nose. I probably do that 3 or 4 times a day. God, I stay healthy all the time. And it's just important that you do that. And if you've got kids that are sick and they're throwing up or whatever because they caught something in the nursery, I'm talking about the church nursery, or they've been in school and Sunday school, keep them out of there. Keep them out of there until they get better. Don't put a sick kid in a nursery, get other kids infected, and make sure they wash their hands when they come home. And if they do throw up, don't touch the stuff without washing your hands. It's really important that you keep your hands washed. You got to take vitamin C every day. I use the powdered vitamin C or the capsule vitamin C every single day. I try to take 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams first thing in the morning in a glass of water with my purple sticks, which I'm almost out of now. I mix it together first thing in the morning and I drink them. And that's what I do. And I hope the purple sticks come in pretty quick for you guys who still love the purple sticks like I do. I just had to put a case of them. And guys, I'm going to test something to you. When we get these purple sticks in, this manufacturer is so flaky. Okay, I'm just letting you know they're flaky. Get a case. I don't want to have to pay for a case. Hey, we're going to have a case lot special when they come back in. Just get a case. And then when they start to run out again, get another case. Get them by the case lot if you really like the purple sticks, because their inconsistency is legendary as far as their production schedules. It's ridiculous. But I could go into detail with that, but I'm not going to. But the reality is, keep yourself clean. Don't eat foods that are high in sugar. And don't eat high fructose corn syrup. Guys, high fructose corn syrup causes non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. I mean, 1 in 3 people in America now have a fatty liver. And if fatty liver is a precursor to heart disease, diabetes, dementia, kidney disease, cancer, including type 2 diabetes, autoimmune disorders, poor thyroid function, skin issues, chronic fatigue, sleep disorders. I mean, all of this stuff is because of high fructose corn syrup and eating all this sugar all the time. Stay away from high fructose corn syrup. Just don't put it in your body. Just say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to put it in my body. I have no interest, no whatever to do this. Not going to do it. It's so important that you understand that that's one of the most critical things you've got to stay away from is the high fructose corn syrup. Don't know how to be any more direct with you guys than that. So just, and take your supplements. Take your iodine one a day. Take your D3 a couple times a week. Make sure you get your D3 tested every year. Make sure it stays around 60 to 80. And make sure you take D3, K2 together so you don't have any calcification in arterial walls. All these natural things you have to do for your immune system. If you start feeling like you're coming down with something like a sore throat, take some astragalus. Very important. But when you take astragalus, if you're over the age of 40, you've got to take prostate support. And you probably need to take a tablespoon of black seed oil. We've had a lot of good results with people who have taken black seed oil with prostate support who've had prostate issues, had tremendous response with that. You say, well, the black seed oil tastes bad. Yeah, it does. It tastes awful. It's absolutely horrible. I mix it in pomegranate juice and you don't taste it. Get some organic pomegranate juice, put like a couple tablespoons of black seed oil or a tablespoon of black seed oil in a glass, fill about, about another ounce of pomegranate juice and take a shot. Guys, back when you were basically drinking liquor, the first time you drank liquor, it tasted pretty bad and it burned all the way down. Hey, black seed oil is not that bad. And so you got used to the liquor, you can get used to black seed oil. I'm telling you, it's a great product. I had inner ear canal itching for years and years and years. And finally, I had read that black seed oil would take care of everything but death. And so I went ahead and started using it. And it took care of the inner ear canal itching. Nothing else ever touches it. It doesn't. It works great. And it's also great for fungus and for yeast infections. It does really good for acid reflux and for GERD. I mean, the black seed oil is like unbelievable. You say, well, how does it work? I have no idea how it works. I mean, it's one of those natural products that just has a tendency to take care of your body. I mean, I could do some research on it, I guess, and try to figure out how it works and see the actual mechanism behind it. But what's the point as long as it works, right? I mean, if you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and you start using the turmeric and the black seed oil and a bunch of other stuff and your blood sugar goes back to normal because you changed your diet, doesn't it make sense that you've been taking this stuff to start with and had the right diet to start with? You never would have come down with type 2 diabetes. Why does it matter how it works? It doesn't make any difference as long as it works. That's the problem with these double-blind clinical research studies. They come in and they do these research studies, and they use control parameters which may or may not allow a natural product to work properly. They do it all the time. Then they come back in and they slam the natural product. Say, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Don't take vitamin E. No, the vitamin E helps to thin the blood. Vitamin E helps to maintain libido. Vitamin E helps to maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. Vitamin E is a natural antioxidant. So, yeah, every day I take 1,600 IUs of vitamin E every day. It's so important that you do this on a consistent basis. And people say, well, I don't want to mess with this. It's a hassle. Let me tell you what a hassle is. A hassle is heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. A hassle is being put into hospice. I've got a friend of mine right now. His wife put him in the hospice to die. He's 66 years old. And finally, he didn't die. And they had to take him home. So I don't know if they brought him home to die or whatever. I don't know. All I know is I can't talk to him because the wife is a communist and she won't let me talk to him. You think I'm making it up? Not making any of this stuff up. It's the weirdest stuff I've ever been involved with some of these people who are married outside of God's will. That's another whole show I could do for you guys. Guys, I love you. I was on a tear today. I cannot be any more honest than I was with you today. I cannot tell you any more things that I cannot tell you the truth about. I told you everything today. I tell you the truth about all of this stuff. I don't make stuff up. If I tell you I know President Bush, I'll show you a picture of me and President Bush. He's dead now. Or Barbara Bush or Colin Powell or Schwarzkopf that I've had photographs taken with him. Don't make this stuff up. If people can't verify what they tell you, you got to treat it with skepticism. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you, and I prayed for you today. Austin, take it over, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, bud. And again, thank you for the support. Got a lot of emails over the weekend. Just, you know, continue to see the truth, look past a lot of the stuff, and look what's really going on. As I continue to tell everybody, get prepared, be ready for anything, because this is going to culminate into something very, very big, in my opinion. Just everything happening right now, whether it be with the markets, whether it be with the weather, whether it be with the food, be prepared for everything. And again, if you need anything and you're wanting to maintain your health and get in better shape and get off any type of drugs you shouldn't be on, check out the website at healthmasters.com. That's what we're here for. Give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. Always have different specials and kits. Put some new ones on the front website, including the Ultimate Prenatals are back in stock, very popular, our prenatal formula, great formula, and also the HGH Stimulate Powder for blood flow, energy, muscle pump, vascularity. That formula is also on sale for over 20% off right now, so be sure to check it out on the website, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.